WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Manhunt over. Another attack averted. I'm Elliot Francis. Reuters and an Italian news agency confirmed that a man killed in a shootout with police in Milan, Italy overnight is the Berlin truck attack suspect, Anas Amari. A massive hunt for Amari has been underway since Monday when police say Amari drove a truck into a crowd of shoppers, killing 12. We'll have more at the bottom of the hour. Meanwhile, police in Germany say they've stopped a possible terror plot to attack Europe's largest shopping mall and market in a western city. Correspondent Chris Burns has details.
These two arrests were of two Kosovar brothers. One was 28, one is 31. They were arrested in the town of Duisburg, which is near Essen. And they were arrested in connection with a plot of against a Christmas market in Oberhausen. That is near the Dutch border.
As we're overseas, police say they've detained five suspects who allegedly planned a series of bomb attacks in Melbourne, Australia, Christmas Day. They believe the suspects were inspired by ISIS. I'm Elliot Francis. Passengers traveling through L.A. International Airport are finding it hard to get to wherever they're going for the holiday. Jim Roop reports.
We cannot get angry.
Go with the flow. That's the advice of stranded passengers. LAX spokesperson Mary Grady says first, it's the holidays, lots of people. Add to that yesterday's evacuation of several terminals because of a suspicious package, rain, and 1,900 flight operations.
About 100 and 150 more than we normally have. And then throw in the weather. So we had a number of things happen that caused kind of that ripple effect.
Dozens of flights have been delayed or canceled, and there could be more. Passengers are encouraged to check with their airlines. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Police in Little Rock, Arkansas say they've arrested a suspect in the road rage shooting that killed a little boy last weekend. Gary Holmes surrendered to police late Thursday. 3-year-old Asen King was shot while riding in the back seat of his grandmother's car while they were out shopping that weekend. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Uber and Lyft drivers in Maryland will not have to submit to a fingerprint background check. The Maryland Public Service Commission has approved an alternative background check process for Uber and Lyft drivers. Uber, in fact, had threatened to pull out of Maryland if the state insisted on the fingerprint requirement, which all cab drivers must submit to. Both Uber and Lyft argued that the commercial background check that they use are more accurate and comprehensive. This year's Metro Inauguration Day smart trip cards will not feature Donald Trump's photo, and one expert says that is bad news.
Metro says the reason the smart trip card for the inauguration has no mention of President-elect Trump is because it requested permission to use a photo but received no response from the campaign. Instead, Trump will now be featured on a sleeve Metro was making to hold the smart trip card. Either way, this may wind up being bad news for when it comes to sales, according to the Washington Post's Dr. Gridlock.
I'm worried that people won't go ahead and buy this card ahead of time. This card isn't much of an incentive.
Which will mean even longer lines at Metro stations on Inauguration Day. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
One local lawmaker says cash-strapped Metro should consider doing something with some of the prime real estate it owns. Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner.
They are sitting on the most valuable real estate in the region, and in my county in particular, there is no more valuable real estate than in Bethesda and White Flint.
Berliner says selling the land or at least leasing it to developers would give Metro a lot more money and more riders. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,919, the NASDAQ at 54,47. Sports Thursday night football, the Eagles beat the Giants. College basketball, wins for Georgetown and George Mason, losses for GW, Navy, and Howard. The Wizards are in Milwaukee tonight. The Caps host the Lightning. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Recently, the weather has been mild, but winter is right around the corner and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. ARS Rescue Router is here to make sure your system is ready to handle anything winter throws at it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Router for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Quiet start to the morning commute. Hope for a light trip around the region today. This morning, I should say. Maryland on 270. No worries at all between Frederick and the Beltway. Beltway runs well. Maryland and Virginia. Coming in from the west, 66 good. Centerville, they're still doing an investigation of an overnight crash on northbound Ordway Road at Compton Road. That's west of 28, so if you're in that area, Centerville-Ordway Road, you'll find that stretch blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking travel day today. Drive Haven expected maybe a few clouds filtering the sunshine, 49. We'll see some rain come in later tonight down near 40 degrees. The rain should end after about a quarter of an inch. It should end tomorrow morning, then cloudy in the afternoon. For Christmas Eve, we'll go up to 51. Clouds and sunshine on Christmas Day, not bad. Upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 23 in Stafford, 25 in Damascus. 33 degrees in Washington. The Grinch will be spending Christmas in a Florida jail after stealing toys meant for tots. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. It's 5:07 on WMAL. Mornings on the Mall. Brian and Larry have the day off. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Dan Bongino. Dan, great to have you with us this morning.
Yeah, good to be here. It's good to be back with the WMA, whole WMAL crew. I miss everybody up there, you know?
Well, we've got the next 4 hours, and we've got a lot to talk about this morning. We're going to be chatting with the actual chairman of the Presidential Inaugural Committee, Boris Epstein, is going to give us the very latest on what to expect in the inauguration. We've got Janice Dean coming up. We've got a good look at the weather for the weekend. Emily Gooden with Real Clear Politics, and we're going to be talking about those Trump latest announcements on the appointments to the presidential team. Also, Trevor Maddich will give us a preview of the Redskins and a lot more going on. And Dan, we want to start off with some breaking news coming out of Milan, Italy. Yeah. And the Italian news agency ANSA reporting that a man killed in a shootout with police in Milan is the main suspect in the Berlin Christmas market attack. There will be a press conference coming up later on this morning from the Interior Ministry in Italy. The shootout took place at about 3 a.m. in Milan's San Giovanni neighborhood during a routine police check. ANSA says the man pulled out a gun from his backpack after being asked to show his identity papers. The man was killed in the ensuing shootout. One police officer was injured. ANSA said various sources in Milan and Rome confirm that the dead man was Anas Amri, the suspect in the Berlin truck attack on Monday that killed 12 people. That story breaking within the last hour, Dan.
Yeah, these, having done this, been in the arena before, as with the NYPD and the Secret Service, you know, Rick, these kind of stories always obviously kind of keep me up at night. You know, years ago, I remember sitting in a room with a bunch of agents, and we were wondering, you know, why ISIS had, well, not ISIS at the time, but terror groups specifically hadn't thought of this stuff, like mass terror attacks using vehicles and that kind of thing. And obviously now, sadly, they have. We've seen this repeatedly in France, now in Germany. You know, this is the kind of thing that's very, very difficult to stop. It just doesn't require a lot of logistics planning. Frankly, it doesn't even require a lot of training, Rick. I mean, really, when you think about it, you just have to learn how to drive a car, and you have to just be deranged enough to want to carry out the attack. It's very difficult to stop.
And I've noticed around Washington, in some of the business areas now, you see these barricades that are being built, the kind of the permanent barricades. Yeah. They're meant to blend in, but you know
why they're there, and they are new to the areas. But you can't do that at Christmas markets and, you know, flea markets and open-air gatherings of people. You're not going to have these, you know, permanent barricades.
No, it's hard. It is difficult to put up, but it's not impossible. And I think what you're going to see now, I was discussing this in another interview a few days ago with a host who said, hey, what can you do? And I said, listen, there's nothing positive to take from any of this stuff, but if there is one thing you can take from it, that these vehicle type attacks where they run down crowds of people, is it's not that difficult to put, let's say, these flower pot type devices that are really vehicle barricades along a street in, say, Manhattan, and make them blend in and keep people from at least, Rick, you know, driving on the sidewalk, which is what these people need to do to mow down, you know, in their tragic attacks, groups of people. So they're not as difficult to stop as, say, like a, you know, a 9/11 style attack, where really, if someone wants to blend in and take flight training over 2 years, you know, if they don't talk and give up their plan, those are difficult to stop. These aren't so difficult to stop.
One of the things I wanted to talk to you about is you were on the job with NYPD from 95 to 99, then moved over to the Secret Service.
Yeah.
And you must have seen, since you've joined the NYPD, such a change in what you have to do in protecting the public, protecting, especially now, protecting the president or, you know, political figures. But it's a totally different ball game, isn't it, from 1995?
Crazy. You just said it, but you made me laugh. You used the cop lingo. I'm on a job. That was like code word between cops. Like, really, you just did it. I don't know if you knew it or not. You know, if a guy came over, you know, your house, and let's say he was like a cop, and he was whatever, moonlighting, doing like plumbing work or something, and you say, I'm on a job. It was like a wink and a nod. It meant, what job? Like, every cop knew what on the job meant. It meant you were on the job being a cop. But yeah, it has changed and it has evolved. I mean, I remember being a police officer, gosh, 1999 or so, and being at the West Indian Day Parade, which is a huge parade in New York City. It was in Queens. I don't even remember. But we had those, Rick, you know those sawhorses? You know those wooden sawhorses? Like, that was the crowd control. Like, I mean, you could literally, like, a five-year-old could come and tip that thing over. And now, with the sorry threat of vehicular attacks on crowds of people, now we're talking about planters and big vehicle blockades. So yeah, your assessment's 100% accurate. I mean, the security has completely had to evolve due to these sick people out there trying to do this kind of stuff.
We're going to be talking a lot more about the latest on the truck bombing and the fact that apparently that suspect is now dead. Also, we're going to chat with Dan in a few minutes a little more about the inaugural preparation from a security perspective. Of course, as we mentioned, we'll be talking with Boris Epstein, president, the Presidential Inaugural Committee. We're going to talk with him a little bit later on this morning and find out what the details are. You may have heard that there are some new entertainers named to the program. Radio City Rockettes.
Oh, nice. All right, good.
So we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. But I definitely want to talk with Dan about the whole presidential inaugural security planning and contrasts again, you know, what to look for this year especially. And, you know, before we get into that a little more detailed discussion, Dan, the difference now with the animosity that is out there against Donald Trump. I mean, we've all seen the video of the incident on the JetBlue flight.
Oh,
we're going to talk about that, you know, a little bit later on,
off.
You know, where somebody comes up and intentionally harasses Ivanka Trump. With
her kids, no
but,
less.
But with that kind of mentality out there and that animosity against the incoming president and the supporters of the incoming president, I mean, what is that going to mean to us as we move forward in just general security issues here in the nation's capital?
Well, Rick, listen, securities is, it's a zero-sum game by its very nature, right? And what I mean by that is, if you're a protester or a group of protesters and you're hell-bent on causing a scene at the inauguration, listen, it's your right to protest. Let's get that out of the way. No one's suggesting it's not. Everybody's the right. You don't have the right, though, to disrupt the event, and you definitely don't have the right to harm people. That should be obvious to any of the listeners. But when you go there and you protest with the intent to harm, you take away an asset. That asset's zero sum. So if you're taking an agent away who should be watching a certain checkpoint, and now you're sticking him in front of a group of protesters who are, you know, getting violent, now he's not doing what he should have been doing before. And it changes the entire security ecosystem, to use an overused DC buzz term. But it really does, and it's really difficult to deal with, and it's going to be tough at this event. Really tough.
Well, we'll talk more in detail with Dan Bongino coming up right after a quick check of the traffic and weather coming up here at WMAL. And we do have a lot to cover this morning, and it's also 2 days before Christmas, and it's... In particular, today is Festivus. So we're going to be talking Festivus as well. So lots to cover. Mornings on the Mall here on WMAL. It is 5:15 and WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. I feel like I have to say Festivus for the rest of us. All right. Here we go around the Beltway and hoping for a nice quick look at traffic through the morning. It has been a wonderful 95, 395 out of Stafford up through to the 14th Street Bridge, 66, good. Beltway through Annandale, Tysons, Bethesda, to the Wilson Bridge, that whole entire stretch without any problems. And Maryland 95 between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway runs well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, sunshine, high 49. Overnight, look for some occasional rain, down around 40 or so. For Christmas Eve, periods of rain early with a high of 51. Few clouds for Santa's ride on the evening of Christmas Eve. That's tomorrow night, down to 37. Then for Christmas Day, we're looking for a mix of sun and clouds with a high temperatures in the upper 40s. Monday, some clouds and sunshine by afternoon with a highs in the low 50s on Christmas Monday. Outside in Washington, 33 degrees, 5:17.
Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
Mornings on the Mall, WMAL, Brian and Larry have the day off. Rick Fowler with Dan Bongino. And yes, as you know, Dan was a former Secret Service agent. Dan, the inauguration is coming. And it's going to be different this time. When we saw the huge crowds for the Obama inauguration, there were no protests that I recall. No. There was no thought that there would be people coming in to possibly want to disrupt the Obama inauguration. But this time it's going to be different. Yeah. And we've seen during the presidential campaign, tempers flare. It gets a little rough out there sometimes when the protesters go back and forth. What do you see as the preparation this time around when you could have sort of these dueling elements and a huge number of people coming in protesting the inauguration?
Well, listen, Rick, I hate to... You know, I hate to make these overly partisan issues because it shuts down, you know, the liberals out there. They don't like it. They don't like to hear it. But their sad reality is I've been to many inaugurations. I started as an agent under President Clinton. I worked through the Bush administration, the Obama administration, and I had an integral role in the planning of Barack Obama's 2009 inauguration, where I was responsible for one of the zones. There were about seven zones where we kind of broke down the security to make it a, you know, smaller digestible pieces. Bottom line is this. Protesting and making a scene is really almost exclusively, sadly, a far-left phenomenon at these things. And I'm just giving you the evidence from me having been there. Take it for what it's worth. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm a conservative. I'm not pretending to be. I'm not a journalist. This isn't an unbiased opinion. But when I was at the Bush inaugurals, when I was standing post out there, Rick, we had no problems at all. The Obama inaugural. There were logistics problems, but there were no protests. You're right. But at the Bush inaugural, they were throwing things. It was that one scene where he couldn't get out of the motorcade. I mean, it was just a disaster. And I really wish people would listen. It's your right to protest, but it's not your right to go out and make a scene and throw things and cause a nasty situation, you know, for others. It's just silly. Go out and protest. It's your American right. Do your thing, but just be respectful of others. I mean, is this really that complicated? So I think they're going to have a, I think they're going to have a massive crowd control issue on their hands. And I wouldn't be surprised if they have to bring in extra assets here on the crowd control side to handle it.
And on top of that, what about the security issues for the incoming president, Donald Trump? Yeah. We already saw, as we mentioned earlier, the harassment of his family, but there are crazy people out there. And what does that mean in terms of beefing up security around him and his family and the members of the party?
Well, these having, you know, separate entities up in, you know, New York and now in D.C. where
and you Palm know, Beach.
Yeah, and in Palm Beach. It's not unprecedented. We've had that before. We've had the Bush Ranch. You have the Reagan Ranch. You had, you know, Barack Obama had a Chicago house. So we've done this kind of stuff before. Here, let me give you the good and the bad, Rick. Here's the good. The good part of this is that his wife, Melania, staying up in New York. If you're going to be separated, you want to be in New York. Like, that's our biggest field office, the New York field office. The assets, the vehicles, the armor, everything, the weapons, the agents are all in New York. So outside of D.C., if you're going to be anywhere, you want to be in New York. So it's not really a logistics nightmare there. The downside to it is it does kind of make things a little difficult because think about it, right? The First Lady's detail, what we would call FLD, that's the acronym in the Secret Service, is based out of D.C. So the agents, I mean, Rick, these are things the public doesn't think about. The agents on FLD, the First Lady's detail now with Michelle Obama, live in D.C. or Maryland or Virginia. So now they're going to have to be in, like, permanent hotel rooms up in New York. So, you know, there's a downside and an upside to it. Like I said, we do have a lot of assets up there. But, yeah, and you're right about another thing, too. There's a lot of angry people out there. You had this kookadoodle wacko on the plane yesterday yelling at Ivanka with her kids. This is the kind of stuff that creates a big headache for the Secret Service, you know? I mean, we don't suppress, I'm not there anymore. When I was an agent, we're not allowed to get involved in protest activity unless it's dangerous. But screaming at her on a plane in a closed tube is probably not a good idea.
And you said something about the zones, and I think we all recall the chaos that emanated from some of the zones back in the Obama inauguration.
Do you remember that? That was crazy.
And the tunnel, the Third Street tunnel.
Yeah, you remember that? Third Street tunnel of doom?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That was the worst. I remember that on election day, the hearing to radio traffic. And I know there are people in our listening audience now that are going, oh, my gosh, you just reminded me about the Third Street tunnel of doom. It was tough. And I think the takeaway from the Secret Service is that signage matters, like a lot of signage. Like, just when you think you have enough signs, put more signs, and then put signs on top of the signs telling people where to look for the signs, and then you'll be good. You can never have enough signs ever.
522, it's Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. Rick Fowler with Dan Bongino in for Brian and Larry this morning.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. Play up to $500 on us. Join Marquee Rewards with your email address and we'll reimburse up to $500 in free slot play guaranteed. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Mornings on the Mall, 525 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center this morning.
Forestville, Maryland on the Suitland Parkway. You're heading outbound toward the Beltway. Right before you get to the Beltway at Forestville Road and Suitland Parkway, that's where crews are dealing with a crash. Have a little bit of volume actually in each direction just to get by the incident. Now on that stretch of the Capitol Beltway, no problems between Route 4 and Route 5. Back to the Wilson Bridge, wide open. And for that matter, Maryland and Virginia Beltway running incident-free and delay-free right now. Centerville, Ordway Road, northbound side at Compton Road. This puts it just west to 28. Ordway Road, northbound side at Compton, still closed. Southbound lanes are, you know what, they have not opened the southbound lanes either, so each direction in the Centerville stretch on Ordway closed for accident investigation. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll be in pretty good shape here now for about the next 18 to 24 hours. Do have some rain in the forecast. A good-looking day today if you are traveling. A few clouds, otherwise dry and sunny. 49. Tonight, 40. Rain comes in after midnight. Some rain around early tomorrow, then cloudy, 51. And then on Christmas Day, nice dry weather expected, mild in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
33 degrees in the nation's capital at 526. Mornings on the Mall continues. Rick Fowler with Dan Bongino this morning, in for Brian and Larry. And Dan, you know, I wanted to talk to you about your run for the Congress because I wanted to contrast it to the Trump campaign. And, you know, much to the shock and the disappointment of the media pundits and the Democrats, Donald Trump connected with the voters. And you as a candidate, when you went out running for Congress in Maryland, very close to victory, by the way, almost won that one.
Oof, I know, it still hurts.
You know, tell us a little bit about what it was like going out, campaigning, and actually meeting people and hearing what the people had to say, because Trump did such a good job of that this time around. And I just want to hear it from you, having done it.
Yeah, you know, most of the people who went out there, candidates, and actually knocked on doors and spoke to people weren't surprised by Trump's victory at all. I mean, I'm not patting myself on the back, but on the Monday, the day before the election, I not only called the election, but I called the states. And the reason was I was out there discussing it with people, and they had just told me that they were about to, you know, they were going to vote for Trump, and they'd never voted before. So this was the kind of thing that, again, if you were out there in the, you know, in the environment actually talking to people, this was no big surprise to you. You know, I saw a lot of different things going on in the campaign trail that made the victory completely unsurprising to me in the swing states.
And we got about 30 seconds or so. When the Congress and the senatorial candidates, they win, because they campaign, they're effective at campaigning, they get to Washington and they lose touch. What happens? What happens in that process in 30 seconds or less?
Yeah, they start talking to lobbyists and their friends, and they start the slow process, the painful process of selling off their pounds of flesh for votes. And each vote takes another pound until you got no flesh left. It's really a disgusting process, Rick. It really is.
But it's like a complete transition.
No, it is, and I've seen it from both sides, having been a candidate and working in the White House as an agent. It's an ugly transition, but it does happen. You're right. Your analysis is correct, sadly.
528, Mornings on the Mall on WMAL.
The National Mall, a destination for democracy in action.
Wouldn't it be cool if there was a radio station like that?
Oh, yeah!
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. And well, it's time for me to get on a plan. You know, I'm 6'1". At my highest a couple of months ago, I was almost 250 pounds. I need a plan. This is going to be the last year that losing weight will be on my New Year's resolutions. I joined EMP 180 Weight Loss. I did my research. I vetted them. I sat down with them and I talked. They talked. I listened. They listened. EMP 180 Weight Loss weighed me in, did my body composition. EMP 180 Weight Loss is short for Empower. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP 180 Weight Loss. If you have weight to lose, I'm urging you to do what I'm doing. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss. Get it on your calendar and start the biggest change of your life today. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
WMAL Mornings on the Mall 529 coming up in the next half hour. We'll talk more about the Trump transition. Kellyanne Conway, Sean Spicer now having official roles in the Trump administration. And Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin talking nuclear expansion. More coming up on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Breaking news this morning, Anas Amri, the most wanted man in Europe, is reportedly dead. The suspect in the Berlin truck attack shot and killed early today in Italy.
He was stopped outside the Sesto San Giovanni train station in Milan at 3 a.m. It was an ordinary check by the police of documents. They asked this man to show his documents. Instead, he pulled out a .22 caliber pistol from his backpack, shouted "Allahu Akbar," and opened fire, hitting one of the policemen in the shoulder. They returned fire and killed him on the spot.
Correspondent Ben Wiedemann again, the most wanted man in Europe, reportedly dead this morning after a shootout with police in Italy. Meanwhile, authorities remain on high alert, even with the death of the Berlin attacker.
Two more suspects were arrested in a plot against the largest shopping mall in Europe. In Oberhausen, that also has a Christmas market, so it would have been another Christmas market plot that has been foiled this time by police, and they sent more police there to make sure that nothing happened.
Correspondent Chris Burns. Maryland regulators have backed down from their demand that Uber and Lyft drivers be subject to the same fingerprint background check requirement that applies to cab drivers. Instead, Uber and Lyft will be allowed to continue using alternative background check methods, which both companies say are more accurate and reliable than the fingerprint method. It's a vote of confidence for Metro's general manager. Federal regulators have now ended 2 years of spending restrictions on Metro. The Federal Transit Administration says Metro has made, quote, significant progress in improving its financial controls, and as a result, will now once again be allowed to spend federal grant money without waiting months for reimbursements. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,919, the NASDAQ at 54,47. Sports, the Eagles beat the Giants on Thursday Night Football. College basketball, George Mason wins its ninth straight. Georgetown wins its sixth in a row. GW, Howard, and Navy lose. The Wizards play the Bucks tonight. The Caps meet the Lightning. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-400-4413. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-400-4413. Again, that's 1-800-400-4413.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, weightlifters, you know what vascularity is? If not, don't bother listening to this incredible offer. Because Volcano from Force Factor is only for lifters who are serious about achieving shirt-ripping vascularity, where maximum muscle meets minimum body fat to make your veins explode. If you're ready to build legendary muscle and experience an unreal pump in the gym, we're going to give you a complimentary bottle of Volcano. Get yours before it's too late by texting PUMP to 321-321. Volcano is the professional-grade pre-workout nitric oxide-boosting supplement GNC struggles to keep in stock. World-class bodybuilders call it the secret to ultimate vascularity because Volcano delivers energy, power, intensity, and endurance to give you better drive and performance and faster recovery. Plus, a serious increase in lean muscle mass, size, strength, and definition guaranteed. If you're ready to build serious muscle with Roadmap Vascularity, get your complimentary bottle of Volcano by texting PUMP to 321-321. Hurry, that's P-U-M-P to 321-321.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-600-3166. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-600-3166. That's 1-800-600-3166. 1-800-600-3166.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Centerville area, Ordway Road closed in each direction at Compton Road. This puts it west of 28 Centerville Road. But again, Ordway Road, you can't use that stretch at Compton. They do have that blocked off accident investigation. Quiet trip on 66 looks good out of Centerville. In fact, out of Gainesville up through to the Beltway and through Falls Church. I'm not seeing any backups there. Hoping for a light morning commute. Crash on the Suitland Parkway. If you're heading anywhere near the Beltway, the crash happened in the eastbound, outbound direction at Forestville Road. Do watch for a little bit of volume each way. Again, so this will be Suitland Parkway heading outbound just before the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll be in pretty good shape here now for about the next 18 to 24 hours. Do have some rain in the forecast. A good-looking day today if you are traveling. A few clouds, otherwise dry and sunny. 49. Tonight, 40. Rain comes in after midnight. Some rain around early tomorrow, then cloudy, 51. And then on Christmas Day, nice dry weather expected, mild in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 23 in Warrenton, 27 in Germantown, 32 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
5:37, mornings on the Mall on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Dan Bongino here.
Yes.
Brian and Larry have the morning off. And it's 2 days to Christmas. Hope you've got your Christmas shopping done. I did my Amazon Prime last-minute two-day shipping last night.
Brother, I'm all about the Amazon. All about. If I don't have to leave my house and can just click a button, I am 100% doing it. I get my money's worth out of Prime, believe me. I should open a cardboard factory in my house.
Well, Christmas presents yesterday for Sean Spicer and for Kelly Ann Conway, as they now have official roles in the incoming Trump administration. And, Dan, I wanted to talk to you about Kelly Ann Conway. She will come in as, quote, counselor to the president. And, yeah, you know, Conway is such a superstar. I don't think she gets the credit she deserves. She's the first female campaign manager to win a presidential race, and an amazing woman, and in an amazing position.
Yeah, well, she'll never get the credit because she's a conservative. I mean, no shocker to you, me, or anyone else in the WMAL crew over there.
Isn't it funny how even a woman doesn't trump being a conservative? In other words, you know, you lose all the cred if you're a conservative, even if you are
doesn't
a superstar.
Doesn't matter, Rick. You and I both know it. You can be Hispanic, Black, woman, any group. That only matters if you fit Democrat first. If you, I mean, Alan West, Ben Carson, look at all of these amazingly accomplished people. Kellyanne Conway, the list goes on. And I mean, where was the celebration about a regular guest on this show here? KT McFarlane, another just unbelievably smart woman who's going to be contributing to our national security in a national security advisement role. Where is the celebration about that, Rick? And the answer is there isn't any, because as you said, accurately so, it matters first, the political label. And it's sad because Kellyanne is... She is. I have never heard a bad word about Kellyanne from anyone. And we're not personal friends, but I know Kellyanne from running in some of the same circles, Rick. And to say she's respected in the circles would be an enormous understatement. I mean, she's a warrior. I mean, she really is. She did something nobody thought was possible. She put together a strategic plan to get Donald Trump in the White House when no one gave her any credit for it. And yeah, you're right. Nobody's given her any credit for it even now.
Well, there's a lot of questions about, well, what's she going to do? What's her role going to be? And Chris Cuomo asked her on CNN, and she said, quote, the job portfolio will be whatever the president wants it to be. And people are comparing this to the situation when Karen Hughes came into the Bush 43 administration, and she was close to the president as a counselor to the president. Similar situation as Karen Hughes' days.
Yeah, Karen Hughes. There were a number. I'm thinking of it when I was in the White House. A number of people who had access, not necessarily commensurate with the title. Like, let's be honest, the title doesn't sound that. You know, it's counselor to the president. Okay, great. I mean, it doesn't sound unimpressive, but it's not something like you're not the chief of staff, right? But Rick, my experience with the White House has been honestly, the titles don't really matter.
Oh, sure.
I mean, the people when I was in the Obama White House that had the most influence, from what I remember, just based on proximity, not. You know, I'm not in the room listening to them, but were David Axelrod, Valerie Jarrett, and in some cases, you know, people like David Plouffe. I mean, the title really didn't matter. I don't even remember what Valerie Jarrett's title was, but was it like deputy assistant to the president for, you know, whatever, you know, mental Mensa mind games? I mean, nobody knows. But the bottom line is this. The president-elect, Donald J. Trump, respects Kellyanne Conway's opinion over those of most other people. And Kellyanne Conway has earned the right through putting together a winning presidential campaign to have the presidency ear in. You know, God bless her. I mean, she really is an amazing, amazing story. And I just wish the liberal media will put aside their bias for a moment and recognize her spectacular accomplishments.
So, Dan, I looked up Valerie Jarrett's title.
What is it?
Senior advisor to the President of the United States and assistant to the President for public engagement and intergovernmental affairs.
What the heck does that mean? Seriously? Rick, seriously, can you imagine putting that on a business card? Rick Fowler,
fit.
Special deputy captain advisor to James T. Kirk and for community engagement.
Public engagement and intergovernmental affairs.
Listen, the bottom line is this. Whoever's got the president's ear the last time before he makes a decision is the game changer, right? I mean, for the Bush White House, we had Fran Townsend was one of them. Fran Townsend had a lot of influence, you know, Karen Hughes. And now you have Jarrett and these other people. But she's going to have a lot of influence and good for her. She's earned every right to earn the president's ear.
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting. And I was thinking back on the campaign the other day and all of the complaints we were hearing from Hillary Clinton and Podesta about the FBI and the Russian hacking. And I'm like, nobody mentioned the Billy Bush Access
right.
Hollywood tape. You know, what did that do to Donald Trump? That almost torpedoed his campaign.
Or what about the tax returns? Donald
exactly.
Trump's tax returns.
Another leak. Two leaks there.
Which is a crime, Rick. I can't, thankfully, expose Rick Fowler's tax returns to the WMAL audience. I could be arrested for doing that. But yeah, that's a good point, Rick. Like the Russians, the recounts. Nobody ever mentions how Trump was torpedoed by a lot of this stuff and how that would have influenced
by those leaks. And, I got to thinking when I heard about Kellyanne Conway, and you know, I've seen her a lot. She was able to pilot this along with Jason Miller and Katrina Pearson. But the Trump spokespeople were able to keep this thing on track through some of the very, very most difficult times of the campaign. And, you know, some of the tweets he would do and some of the things he would say, I mean, they had to cover. They had to cover that for him.
Well, they did it. And you know what? The victor goes to spoils, Rick. And they won. End of story.
Mornings on the Mall, WMAL 543.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. A new display at the apex between corridors 7 and 8 on the second floor of the Pentagon honors a special group of military officers. The officers, who serve as regionally focused experts in political military operations, have advanced language skills and the ability to advise senior military and civilian strategic decision makers in an era of persistent conflict. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Things change, and that's a good thing. The kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again. And that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now at Financial Engines, you still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more tools, including more powerful research, to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is King Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
545 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 95, 395. A great time to get going, and hoping that it stays this way most of the rush hour. No delays out of Stafford and to and across the 14th Street Bridge. 66, the same good story out of Gainesville and through Arlington and over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Centerville, crews still doing accident investigation with the closure of Ordway Road at Compton Road. That's closed each direction. West of 28, again on Ordway Road for the crash. On the Suitland Parkway in Forestville, outbound Suitland Parkway at Forestville Road, that's right before you get to the Beltway. Everything should be on the shoulder there for the crash. Just a brief delay, but do watch for police at the scene. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking travel day today. Drive Haven expected maybe a few clouds filtering. The sunshine, 49. We'll see some rain come in later tonight down near 40 degrees. The rain should end after about a quarter of an inch. It should end tomorrow morning, then cloudy in the afternoon. For Christmas Eve, we'll go up to 51. Clouds and sunshine on Christmas Day, not bad. Upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
33 degrees in the nation's capital at 546. It's Mornings on the Mall, 2 days away from Christmas. Brian and Larry have the day off. I'm Rick Fowler with Dan Bongino.
Yes.
Dan, there is a headline in the Telegraph out of the UK. Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin signal renewal of nuclear arms race with saber-rattling comments. And quick background, it started with Vladimir Putin, and he made some comments early in the day at an end-of-year meeting with his defense chiefs. He said, strengthening nuclear capability should be a chief objective for 2017. That's Vladimir Putin. Donald Trump, later in the day yesterday, tweets, quote, the United States must greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capability until such time as the world comes to its senses regarding nukes. Now, this morning, Vladimir Putin has had a news conference. It's his annual news conference. He basically shrugs off what Donald Trump has to say, quote, quoting Vladimir Putin, as for the newly elected president of the U.S., there is nothing new. During his election campaign, he said the U.S. needed to bolster nuclear capabilities and armed forces in general, and there is nothing new. That's the response from Vladimir Putin this morning.
Rick, the media is going to have a total meltdown over this. I mean, you remember the Reagan years, right? Remember when Reagan had this, and I use the term sarcastically, this crazy idea that maybe we should try to, you know, bankrupt the Russians with their, being that we have a far bigger economy, so they can't possibly compete with us. So if we were to build our military, it would put them in the unenviable position of having to choose guns or butter. And what happened? They collapsed. And Reagan's legacy was later as the man who crushed the Soviet Union because of it. Now, I don't want to get into this, you know, Trump-Reagan analogy type things and overdo it, but I think the man understands, maybe because of his advisors or because he's hawkish himself, he understands that the way to deal with the North Koreans and the way to deal with the Russians and the nuclear threat, Rick, is not to sit here and pat each other on the back and go, it'll be okay.
Exactly.
If we bring color forms and safe spaces, you know, Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin, it'll all go away. It's not going to happen.
If we're nice to them, they'll be nice to us.
If we're really, really nice to them, maybe if we bring birthday cakes. And remember that John Kerry brought, who was the singer he brought over to France after the terror attack? Was it James Taylor?
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Right. Yeah, maybe if we bring James Taylor and he sings a little tune over. Are you crazy? These people are nuts, okay? We have to go out there and we have to use the at least the very threat of a maintenance of force levels to keep, you know, some kind of a safe international, you know, rapprochement, so to say.
Well, the liberal media is up in arms over the comments of Donald Trump yesterday, but I think
Seriously, when are they not up in arms, you know? I mean, every single thing the guy does. Listen, I don't agree with everything he does, okay? I'm not a fan of tariffs at all. I think that's crazy. I think it'll destroy our economy. But everything the guy does, they go crazy about. The tax cuts. Oh, my God. The tax cuts. What are we, crazy? The rich are going to get richer. The poor are going to get bankrupt. Nuclear weapons. Oh, my God. Nuclear annihilation. It's going to be like The Walking Dead. I mean, they go. The outrage is so overdone that does anybody even pay attention anymore? I mean,
well,
who cares?
You put it in perspective. You put it in perspective. I mean, we've been rolled over for the last 8 years. Maybe now we need to stand up.
Yeah, we have. I mean, we have given to the Russians, to the Iranians, to every international, you know, potentially unstable regime. And what have we gotten back for it? International instability at its worst. This has been a terrible foreign policy legacy.
5:50 Mornings on the Mall on WMAL with El Rushbo.
Well, we know more about the 24-year-old Tunisian wanted in the Berlin Christmas market terror attack. His name is Anis Amri, and he's one of the 6,000 refugees welcomed with open arms into Europe. Now, we also know that a significant number of these migrants trained at Islamic State camps, and they fought in Iraq or Syria. They're terrorists. The German warrant lists multiple aliases for this young man, three different nationalities, six different names and birthdays. His father told a Tunisian radio station that his son left home 7 years ago and spent 4 years in an Italian prison for setting fire to a school. The Italian government says he was supposed to be expelled from the country, but the paperwork, it just wasn't finished on time. And even with that track record, he was released. So government paperwork failure allowed the refugee terrorist in waiting to remain in Europe, where he crossed into Germany last year, and the rest is history. So are there lessons to be learned here? Well, yes. First, despite promises that refugees from war zones where terrorists flourish will be carefully vetted, some of them do somehow slip through the cracks. It's amazing how that happens. We have no idea how many. Second lesson, liberals' lax attitudes toward immigration, security, and borders, it leads to disaster. This is not debatable. It's not arguable. The proof is the ever-rising death toll, but still, Europe's liberals don't seem to learn. Ours don't either. Russians probably made it happen anyway, right?
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Folks, as this roller coaster year winds down, don't you wish there was a way you could hang on to more of your hard-earned money? Well, if you own land, my good friends at Mahindra want you to know that you may qualify for year-end tax savings. So if you want to care for the land you love and save on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on Earth, you need to stop by your Mahindra dealer today. In addition to tax savings, you can enjoy up to $7,900 in special Mahindra discounts, plus the industry's best limited powertrain warranties. So say goodbye to the tax man and say hello to year-end tax savings with Mahindra. Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit D&GEquipment.com. That's D&GEquipment.com. proactive.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive has a special offer for our listeners. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free giveaway risk-free. You have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Want to try Proactive? They're letting everyone try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing face brush when you call right now, 800-644-2599. You heard right, a risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush. Take it from me, Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get prescription-grade Proactive plus a rotating deep cleansing brush valued at $45, totally free. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 800-644-2599. That's 800-644-2599. One more time, ready? 800-644-2599.
Just pay shipping.
People with special needs need to get around differently. That's why we created Reach-A-Ride for people like you or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, get to school or office, or would just like to do some shopping, Reach-A-Ride has the transportation information that will get you there. Reach-A-Ride. At reacharide.org, easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Need a little extra help? No worries. Reach-A-Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to go with Reach-A-Ride. Relax and ride with a click or a call at reacharide.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Estamos en español, también en richaride.org.
It's 5:55 WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Forestville, good. Suitland Parkway at Forestville Road. The crash had been outbound prior to the Beltway. And the delays that we had a little bit in each direction have cleared. You should find lanes open. Might still see some flashing lights with the activity. On the Beltway trip through Springfield, Annandale, Tyson's, wonderful ride, light volume. We do have accident investigation still underway in Centerville. Closing Ordway Road at Compton Road, west of 28. Ordway Road closed in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll be in pretty good shape here now for about the next 18 to 24 hours. Do have some rain in the forecast. A good-looking day today if you are traveling. A few clouds, otherwise dry and sunny. 49. Tonight, 40. Rain comes in after midnight. Some rain around early tomorrow, then cloudy, 51. And then on Christmas Day, nice dry weather expected. Mild in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
33 degrees in the nation's capital. This traffic and weather brought to you by the American Red Cross.
Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
Ascent Audiology specializes in helping patients with hearing loss and tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. Hi, I'm Dr. Ann Sola, Chief Audiologist at Ascent Audiology. We're staffed with expert hearing doctors, have 7 metro locations, and have over 1,000 five-star reviews. Meet Jane, one of our patients.
My original hearing devices I hated. They itched, they fell out, the batteries were driving me crazy because they were so teeny tiny and hard to deal with. But the new ones, oh my God, they are fantastic. They open up a whole new world. Just everything sounds beautiful. Go to Ascent Audiology.
Right now, we're offering a limited time special with hearing aids starting at $995. Visit Ascent Audiology at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. Schedule your free consultation. Visit Ascent Audiology at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Cumey. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE, or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do-It-Yourself Investing Saturday and Sunday at 3 here on WMAL.
Do you have sleep apnea? Did you get a CPAP machine using insurance? If so, brace yourself for some bad news. Your CPAP shop gets the same amount of money from your insurance no matter what CPAP they give you. That means they can sell you the most basic machine and charge you way, way too much. But get this. There's a secret your CPAP provider doesn't want you to know. You can get a brand name ResMed or Philips Respironics CPAP machine for far less than your copay and deductible. How? By calling CPAP.com at 1-800-600-8710. CPAP.com is changing the way people treat sleep apnea. No red tape, no sky-high insurance prices. We've shipped over a million orders to people who want comfortable, effective sleep apnea equipment at a better price than insurance. See for yourself with a special radio offer. Get a new ResMed or Philips Respironics CPAP machine at an incredibly low price with free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-600-8710. That's 1-800-600-8710.
Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we'll get the very latest on the presidential inaugural plans from Boris Epstein, the official word, coming up. Montgomery County taxis versus Uber. We'll talk to Roger Berliner of the Montgomery County Council. And coming up next, it is Festivus today. It is the day to air your grievances.